Director General, fellow ministers and esteemed delegates, let me first thank you for your excellent contributions and the leadership role played by Dr. Margaret Chan and the World Health Organization in improving the health of millions of people living on less than a dollar a day across the planet and working on truly world-changing issues such as our theme this year, the link between climate and health. But the question we have to ask ourselves is, are we doing enough? The UK raised the issue of antimicrobial resistance at last year's assembly, and I pay tribute to the leadership of Professor Dame Sally Davis, FRS, in this area. Since then, there has been steady progress, but we need more urgency and real action. As the WHO's recent report said, resistance to common bacteria has already reached alarming levels in many parts of the world. About 20% of previously diagnosed TB cases worldwide are multi-drug resistant, and very high rates of antibiotic resistance are being seen in bacteria that cause common infections like pneumonia. We are sleepwalking to a world where routine surgery could once again become a death sentence. Our complacency today could cost thousands of lives tomorrow. Let us not be the WHO assembly that fiddled while Rome burned. Let us not be the generation of WHO delegates that failed to rise to the real challenge of AMR. So today I call on this assembly to commit to take action in three areas. Firstly, better control the use of antibiotics. Secondly, develop a global surveillance data system to monitor antibiotic use and antimicrobial resistance at national, regional, and global levels. And thirdly, to find a new class of antibiotics by 2020. We all have pressing national priorities, but ignore this problem and our successors will have just one priority: to stop the medicine clock being turned back 100 years with devastating consequences for humanity. We must not let them down. And there's one more challenge we need to wake up to in the face of our rapidly aging population, and that's dementia. Every 4 seconds, someone is diagnosed with this horrible condition, which currently affects 44 million people globally. It ruins relationships, destroys families, and will bankrupt healthcare economies unless we act. And we must be honest, we have been too slow to act, too quick to accept the mantra that this is a normal part of aging, and too accepting of the stigma around dementia that exists in all our countries. In December last year, UK Prime Minister David Cameron hosted the London G8 Dementia Summit, and we were honoured to have your presence, DG Chan. We now need to ensure that fine words translate into concrete actions. I'm pleased to announce that the World Dementia Envoy has been appointed and a World Dementia Council has been set up to stimulate the development of life-enhancing drugs, treatments, and care for people with dementia within a generation. And we're determined to meet our commitment to find a drug to tackle dementia by 2025. Today, we have launched the Global Dementia and Alzheimer's Action Alliance to help transform the lives of people with Alzheimer's and dementia and those who care for them. But international collaboration has to be matched by national action. And we must all look in the mirror and ask whether each of us is truly doing all we can for people with dementia and their families in our countries. Finally, I'd like to highlight the issue of violence against women and girls, in particular female genital mutilation and child early and forced marriages of young girls. These practices must never be justified, and we must be clear, they stand in the way of girls' and women's fundamental rights to live free from violence and discrimination, and they have no place anywhere on our planet. I pay tribute to the leadership of Burkina Faso and Kenya in this field, and to support them, the UK and UNICEF will be co-hosting a summit this summer to galvanize international support to end FGM and forced marriage. with global cooperation, we can build on the efforts of many governments to eradicate these brutal and inhumane practices. Delegates, many health issues can be resolved inside national boundaries, but antimicrobial resistance, dementia, and violence against women and children need international cooperation. They also need passion, vision, and determination from everyone here. Let us give confidence to the world that we're up to the challenge.